Princess Theater tells the story of two of Urbana's most prominent citizens. Samuel Busey made his first mark on the city during the Civil War when he helped to organize the 76th Illinois Volunteer Regiment in the summer of 1862. He won the respect of his men and quickly rose in the ranks to colonel, the unit's commanding officer. Within a few months of his promotion, the regiment participated in the capture of Vicksburg, Mississippi, one of the war's most decisive battles. On his return to Urbana at the end of the war, now a brigadier general, Samuel Busey joined with his brother, Simeon, to open a local bank. Needing space for their new venture, the brothers built Busey's Block, as this building was originally known, in 1870. Second floor was Busey's Hall, which was the first opera house in Urbana and would host many social events such as theatrical performances, dances, dinners, and lectures. As one of the city's leading citizens, Samuel served as mayor from 1880 to 1889 and then won election to the U.S. Congress in 1890. Even today, just blocks away, you can see his lasting influence through Busey's Bank and the Samuel Busey Memorial Library.
The Busey Bank was so successful that it moved to new quarters within a few years, and then, in 1915, the building was converted into the Princess Theater. This early motion picture palace had a fashionable Art Deco facade added in 1934. This leads us to the story of another notable Urbana man, Roger Ebert. The first movie he ever saw was the 1937 Marx Brothers comedy, A Day at the Races, right here at the Princess Theater. It was part of a double feature shown with five cartoons, and you got 4.5 hours of solid entertainment for exactly 9 cents, Mr. Ebert once recalled. I remember it as the place where I first saw Hopalong Cassidy, first enjoyed Henry Fonda, first sat through an entire film wondering if an eighth grade girl would let me hold her hand. From those early experiences, Ebert would go on to become one of the most influential film critics in the history of movies. For a generation of Americans, President Barack Obama said at the time of Ebert's death on April 4, 2013, Roger was the movies. Looking at the building itself, its Art Deco facade is constructed of buff-colored brick with four piers that protrude out from the main brick surface. The main feature of the building is the wonderful period entrance with its rounded ticket window and the large metal and neon marquee that currently reads Cinema.
This striking building is a worthy tribute to those two great Urbana citizens, Samuel Busey and Roger Ebert, one who built it and the other who began a career here.